Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Namaskar. This is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. Let's talk about India's diamond industry today. This industry whose poster boys today are the infamous Mama Bhanja duo, which is Mehul Chokshi and Nirav Modi. And they actually symbolize a lot of what is happening in the industry today. The industry has got a bad name because of the hawala transaction that it is known to do. The industry has got a bad name because of the amount of banking frauds and bankruptcies that are coming out of the industry's books. And the industry has got a bad name because of its books of accounts very often not showing the true and fair picture. The diamond industry in India is a study of contrasts. While on one hand, it is very export focused because 90% of the world's diamonds are processed in India. So the industry is very export focused. It is very interactive and interface with the Western markets. But the business is completely run on very traditional family lines. The industry deals with diamonds, which is a very precious commodity. But very often, there is no document that is prepared, or there is no authentic, credible document that is prepared to even evince a trade or to even show the ownership of a diamond. The Angadiyas, the traditional couriers, carry the diamonds, often without any kind of a proof of ownership, completely on word of mouth. Diamonds look to be glamorous, they are precious, but the profit margins that the diamondiers get is very thin. They work on wafer thin margins, and a diamond is supposed to be an item of trust, but sadly, a lot of diamond firms have belied the trust of the bankers that they reposed in. They have borrowed money, siphoned it away, shown bogus sales, bogus exports, multiple exports against the same bank loan that they took, and they have cheated the bankers. So the diamond industry today actually doesn't symbolize or signify, or it is not in reality what we all think a diamond to be, which is trust. Because it is the industry which has coined the slogan that diamonds are forever. And it is the industry which has coined the slogan that rare is real. In reality, neither of it seems to be true. So if a Nirav Modi is the poster boy of this industry, let us not be surprised. There are dozens of cases where this industry has taken bankers for a ride. And today, bankers, a loan to a diamond industry player is a complete no-no. Unless the collateral security is very heavy, few are willing to give. The reality remains is that under the support or with the help of bank loans that this industry took, and the banks lent them very, very liberally over the years, the reality is that a lot of them were just running cash flows. They were just putting up a show, whereas in reality, the business was not there. Profit margins were not there, and all the wealth that is being shown to them was all bank funded. A lot of diamond players today who are thought to be very rich, in reality are found to be otherwise. If the Nirav Modi saga rang the death bell for this industry in India, yet another event has taken place which has put the industry in a major, major crisis. We are all aware that the global diamond industry was controlled by a South African company called De Beers. It's actually a company called Anglo-American which owns the De Beers brand. De Beers used to control almost the entire diamond industry in the world till a few years ago, right from mining to marketing. They decided how much of quantity of diamonds would come in the market. They decided the prices virtually, and it is they who rule the market. They make the real profits. Down the line, about a decade ago, came a Russian player called Alroza, and yet another player called Rio Tinto came into the market, which is an Australian giant. They broke the monopoly of De Beers. But De Beers went on because it had an iron grip in the market for quite some time. It is De Beers that coined these slogans: a diamond is forever and rare is real. Of late, another interesting thing happened. The Indian billionaire at London, Anil Agarwal, his company called Vedanta, became a major shareholder of Anglo-American, the owner of De Beers. In other words, the ownership of De Beers has passed hands virtually. At this stage, the original promoters of De Beers, the Oppenheimer family, played a very, very interesting card. They started selling synthetic diamonds. They started selling synthetic diamond jewelry under the brand Lightbox. They call it CVD jewelry in trade parlance. And they started offloading this jewelry into the market with industry reports, even government reports, they say, saying that this synthetic diamond is as good as a natural diamond. In other words, a situation has come like what happened in the case of pearls. A natural pearl soon became equal to a cultured pearl and the prices had crashed. A similar phenomena is now happening in the natural diamond industry. A diamond is no longer rare. A natural diamond, which is said to have got created by virtue of the earth's pressure over billions of years, today is competing with a synthetic diamond, which is created in a lab over a few weeks itself. And it is losing its value and luster. That is how De Beers is marketing its CVD jewelry. It's jewelry made out of synthetic diamonds. And this costs less than 25% of what a real mined diamond would cost. By doing this, the prices of diamonds have crashed. And this is what is now affecting and looks to be the last nail in the coffin of the Indian diamond industry. Stock prices have crashed. There are no takers for buyers in the Mumbai diamond market at even a 30% discount to the ruling prices. Prices have been falling even further. They are expected to fall even further. And even at discounted rates, heavily discounted rates, with a payment facility given, there are no buyers. De Beers has in effect almost, or rather probably it is planning to kill the market for the natural diamond. At the moment, they say that CVD diamonds, the synthetic diamonds, are merely 3 to 4% of the total supply of diamonds globally. But they say this is expected to go up by 10 times. And as the supply of synthetic diamond goes up, as De Beers continues its brilliant marketing of the Lightbox range of jewelry, the prices of natural diamonds will only fall further. At the moment, Mumbai's diamonders, Surat's diamonders, are witnessing a situation where their stock is no longer worth what they paid for it, and there are no buyers for it. Their operating cash flows are going to suffer a major hit. Their profitability will suffer. Forget profits, they are going to incur huge losses. And few players will be even able to survive this. This latest crisis that the industry faces is perhaps of its own making. For years, it has operated under very shady practices. For years, it has operated a kind of a Ponzi with the bankers, wherein they showed bogus exports and kept taking bank loans, only later to default. Their illegal, tainted operations were so rampant that for years they never realized that these kind of industry practices, this kind of a swing would come in the product, wherein probably the synthetic diamond would subsume the natural diamond, as happened in the case of pearls. Natural pearls and cultured pearls virtually command the same prices or almost the same prices. Something similar could even happen in the case of natural diamonds versus synthetic diamonds. And if that were to happen over the years, there would be a further fall in prices. Bombay's diamond industry, Surat's diamond industry, seems to be on the verge of a financial collapse because of a major industry swing from the natural stone to the synthetic stone. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off till we meet again. Namaskar.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.